St. Patrick's Day is a fitting time to remember former Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Brendan Byrne. The Irish-American Democrat served two terms as governor from 1974 to 1982 and died in January at the age of 93. And yesterday, friends, family, and colleagues gathered at a Jersey City saloon to pay tribute.
One, two, three. We'll sing a soldier's song with cheering, rousing chorus.
And WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra was there along with the former governor's ashes. Rebecca joins us to explain. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hey, David.
So you were at Healy's Tavern in Jersey City yesterday. This is an Irish staple owned by the son of former Jersey City Mayor Jeremiah Healy. And they are keeping Byrne's ashes there temporarily through St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, part of his ashes, yes. So Byrne was born in West Orange in Essex County, but friends say he had a bit of a soft spot for Hudson County, which, as you probably know, is well known for its crime and corrupt politicians.
And former Mayor Healy had his run-ins with the law, right?
Yes, both as a councilman and a mayor, but that's a story for another time. So Healy told me Governor Byrne had a thing for Hudson.
One of his standard jokes was he wanted to be buried in Hudson County so that he could remain active in politics. So that part of his wishes is happening here. It's coming true.
So he could remain active in politics, I guess, talking about deceased Hudson County residents still appearing on the voter rolls. Well, so you say some of his ashes have now made their way to Healy's Tavern in Hudson County, and the Catholic Church is not so crazy about that, right?
It was not, but Byrne's wife, Ruthie, says at the end of the day it's up to the family, and she says Healy's is fitting because Byrne was so proud of his Irish heritage.
He just absolutely loved it. He had a green and white checked, not jacket, but suit, entire suit, jacket and pants, and I cringed every time he put them on, but he just loved it, and he sometimes wore it with other things, and if I sent him back upstairs and say, no, you can't wear that, he'd say, yes, but they're both green, and I'd say, yes, that seems to be the problem.
Well, so Hudson, you know, may be famous for political corruption, but Byrne was actually known as the man who couldn't be bought.
Exactly. And former Governor Jim McGreevy described Byrne as a good and honest man who actually reminds him of another politician.
When I look at Joe Biden, I see Brendan Byrne. He's Irish, he's decent, he's good. He can walk, he can reach across the aisle. That was Brendan.
Okay, WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra, thank you for joining us and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, David.